Hey guys, it's Saturday. It's Fight Day. It's a special edition of Snap and Chance Boxing. Guys, we are going to look at the Tank Davis Frank Martin fight, the Benavidez fight that's coming up tonight as well. Tomorrow, Surreal Mateus is fighting. So we're going to look at all those fights, all this and so much more on this special edition of Snap and Chance Boxing. So guys, strap in and thank you for letting us into your ears. Hey everybody, it's Sap, it's Chance, it's Saturday, it's Fight Day, it's a special edition of the boxing show. Mr. Michaels, good morning, my friend. How are you on this Saturday?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Can't complain, man. The early bird gets the worm, they always say.
Yeah,
So here
they
we are,
do.
man. Life gets in the way, things happen, but we don't stop. And this is our dedication to the show, dedication to the system, to the
Exactly.
fans, that we will make it work any way we possibly can. And with all these great fights, we just couldn't let this pass by. So here we are, Saturday morning. It's 8 o'clock here on the West Coast. We're 3 hours away from Cash at the Castle, and then a day of boxing, man. Wow, what a good day! What a good day on Father's Day weekend as well. So before anything else, happy Father's Day to you, my friend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, thank you. All right, brother Matt, why don't we just bust a cap and get right into it? I don't think anyone says
Yeah.
that anymore, right? Bust a cap. All right, well, we'll try
Sometimes
to.
you can. Depends what show
Let's
you're
do
on.
it. Let's do it. Let's do it. All right. Frank Martin, Tank Davis, everything is done. Everyone's weighed up. We have a championship fight on our hands. Let's get this round started. Mr. Michaels, what do you think?
Well, Tank Davis is a top some list, 5 for 5, some 5 for 5, top 5 pound for pound, top 10 pound for pound, depending what list you're looking at. But he's one of the best in the sport. He finishes guys. He's exciting. His off the out of the ring antics overshadow what he does in the ring. Because in the ring, he's smart, strong. He's inside, outside, a good fighter. He finishes all his opponents. And everybody, Frank's a tough opponent. This is going to be a really good fight, but I don't see Frank being able to withstand his power. I say late rounds, probably about round 10, TKO ref stoppage. Tank's going to finish him. Tank's got something to prove. He wants the big money fights, and he is one of the best, biggest pay-per-view draws. Him, Garcia, Fury, they're the three, and Canelo, they're the four pay-per-view kings. So this will be a big fight. All eyeballs are on it, but Tank Davis is going to finish Martin late rounds. Martin's a tough competitor, but Tank all the way here.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, but I will say this in terms of this particular fight. When it comes to Tank, I said this to you yesterday, I believe, as well. I think this is the toughest fight he's had since Pitbull. Take nothing away from the other guys he's fought, but Rolly is Rolly. Ryan, we're seeing more and more of what Ryan is as an individual, and maybe he was injured in that fight, but he wasn't challenged in any of those fights. You know what I mean? I feel that Martin has something he wants to prove as well, that he can stand in there. But here's the thing. I think he can go toe to toe with him. But Tank has that second gear. And you know what? I think you're going to see a boring fight in the first half. And that's just Tank doing what Tank does is analyzing. And then you'll see it start opening up. I mean, that's the recipe we're used to.
Thing with Tank is he's born with natural power. You can't be taught that power. He's born with it. He hits hard, and I don't
No.
think Martin's gonna be able to withstand all that power, all those
Well,
power shots.
and that's the problem. Martin doesn't have that power, and Martin doesn't have that ring experience, which creates ring IQ, right? So take nothing away from Frank Martin. I think he's going to give him a run for the money
Yeah,
here.
you
And
will.
to be fair, man, don't write him off. He could win. I mean, there's always that possibility, right? I mean, we've seen it enough times this year in other matches where, oh, wait a minute, how did that happen, right? I mean, anything is possible. You don't know, right? I mean, just looking at the press conferences and everything, there's so much intensity and so much hype. I don't know how much of it is show or how much of it is actually anger. I
Bit
think
of
we'll
both.
find out tonight. But like I said, you're saying over 10?
Yeah, I got in around 10, over 9.5 rounds, 10th round, I think. TKO ref will step in there and save Martin from getting pummeled.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with you as well. I think it's gonna be over 10 with Tank winning, but I won't be surprised either here. What are the odds quickly? Do you have any of that?
Tank is, oh, Martin's a big underdog. He's a 6-to-1 underdog. So $100 will pay you $600 if you bet Frank to win. If you bet Tank Davis to win by a decision, which is not a bad bet, plus 200. So the odd makers are basically saying Tank will finish him. We don't
Okay,
know
there we
that, though.
go.
Sometimes they're wrong, but we'll see.
There we go. We got that taken care of right there. So we both feel that Tank is going to win this fight. You know, yeah, just to add to that a little bit, I just feel like Tank has something to prove as well. It's kind of interesting that his promoter is Earl James, and he's being trained by the guy that they're suing. So that's a kind of an interesting side topic. Maybe we can talk about that another day.
And he also says that being in jail has humbled him and all the bad stuff he's done. We don't know if it has or not. We'll find out, I guess, in a few hours.
Well, we'll find out. I mean, everything's going to happen in the ring, right? Everything you talk about, everything you do up until that moment, it comes down to when that first bell rings, and then we see who's got what, right? So
yeah.
Can't wait for this fight. Looking forward to it. The co-main event of this card, David Benavidez against Oleksandr Vrdic. Rusek, sorry. This is going to be a very, very interesting fight, my friend. Let's get into it. Let's talk about it right away. You know what? David's jumping up into weight classes. He's had a couple fights in there early on in his career, so he's no slouch to the division, but I mean, he is a newcomer considering how far he's come in his career. Going up a former 2012 bronze medal Olympian, Ukrainian, Oleksandr is a former world champion, lineal champion as well. These guys have sparred before, apparently 5 years earlier, and David kind of had his way with them, they say, but lots changed since that time. I mean, Alexander's taken 4 years off. He's come back. He's had three fights since then. Last one in a knockout. He's knocked out our good friend Adonis there, Adrian Adonis.
Yeah, as well. Stevenson, yeah.
Adonis Stevenson. So, I mean, you know, he's got a resume. And I think the one thing that, you know, we have to kind of watch is how he fights from the outside. You know, Dave, I guess Dave is the favorite. What's your thought on this, man?
I'm going to take Rusek in a upset, actually. I think he's going to win a decision. The reason why I'm saying that is all I hear Jose Sr. talk about, all I hear is David talk about is Canelo, Canelo. Canelo's scared. Every interview, he was on First Take the other day. All he's talking about is Canelo, Canelo. Dude, focus on the guy you're fighting. The guy's a former champion, a former Olympian. He's a good fighter. He is 36, 37. He's a little bit older, but why are you talking about your opponent? All you talk about is Canelo. I get why you talk about Canelo. You just want the big payday. But the thing is, Benavidez has never headlined a big pay-per-view. Every time he headlines a pay-per-view, he gets 100,000 buys, 120,000 buys. David Benavidez is an amazing fighter. He's so fun to watch. And he's a great guy. He's a super nice guy. However, he's not a big pay-per-view draw. He's not even headlining this pay-per-view. He's a co-main. So Canelo is the big star. This is why him and his dad keep calling him out. I think it's taken away from this fight here. I mean, Benavidez is aggressive. He's going to come hard, but he leaves himself wide open. His technique is not always good. He has wide looping shots. So if Vosek can stay tight and tucked, he can pot shot him and possibly catch him. David Benavidez is the favorite, as he should be, obviously. He's undefeated. He finishes guys off. But I think Vosek can take this in a decision. It's going to be close. I'm calling the upset here. It's almost too obvious if David finishes him off. He's just not focused. He's only talking about Canelo. And it's coming off as whining, actually. Focus on your fight. Canelo doesn't want to fight you, dude. There's nothing you can do about it. Stop calling him out. This fight here, the winner of this fight, people don't know, we'll fight the winner of Bevel Better BF. That's an eliminator fight. So
yeah.
I want David to win, but I think Rusev can take him because he just seems calm, cool, and collect. And we'll find out.
Okay, I'm going to go the other way. And I can't disagree with what you're saying at all. I can completely agree with everything you've just said there. But I still think David has something he wants to prove. I think he's going to come out. I think he finishes him in 10th, 11th round, in my opinion. I think he's just going to become very aggressive. It's going to be an interesting fight for David because, I mean, it's his move up. And, you know, like he's a huge super middleweight, but he fits nicely into this division. So will the power translate? I'm kind of curious as well. And, you know, the one thing I did mention, and I'm no one to talk about these things, but, I mean, if you look at the two side-by-side physique-wise, it almost looks like David, I know he's been training hard, but he didn't look great.
No,
is that fair?
No, I totally agree with that. I thought that too. I just think that we get it. You want to fight Canelo, but you keep talking, and I know what you guys are trying to do. The more you talk, you think you'll back down. Actually, the more you talk, the more you're going to push him away. Just focus on Better BF and Bivol. Finish this guy and get on with it.
I think the other interesting aspect of this fight is the motivation that Oleksandr is going to be coming in with. I mean, let's not forget he is Ukrainian.
Mm-hmm.
And if we've seen what the Ukrainians have done in the last little while in boxing, I mean, if that's not motivation to want to keep carrying on with that mantle, I mean, look at it, three world champions in the last 2 weeks, right? All from Ukraine. And they come in with that mentality. I don't know
this guy's not quite on Lomo and U6 level. No, but he's pretty close. He's pretty good.
But the reality is when you're surrounded by that, and that's what you have to feed off of, man. That's just something powerful, right?
Yeah.
So, but I still think David's going to take it because there's just too much at stake. You're not going to get what you want through Canelo, but you'll still get your money through His Excellency with this fight coming up if you can get past this. So
you can tell, by Benavidez Sr. almost as a, almost desperation. They keep talking about Canelo. They want the big money fight because they realize David is not a pay-per-view star yet. For the hardcore fans, he's amazing, but he's never headlined a big, big pay-per-view event yet. Well, and I get it. They want it bad. I think they're trying too hard.
I get it. But even at the weigh-in, he had the biggest cheer over Frank, over Tank, all of them. His response at that
weigh-in. Because the whole crowd in there is Mexican. That's to be expected. But they're not buying his pay-per-views. That's the problem.
But they're all in the stadium.
Well, he's got a good following live, but he's not a big pay-per-view star. Not yet. He will get there, but not yet.
All right, man. So that's basically the PBC Amazon card. I mean, those are just the two co-main events. We have some other great fights on this one. Gary Russell is going to be on there as well. What do we have? Like four title fights on this card, man. So seriously, this is a really good pay-per-view, guys. I don't recommend missing it because, I mean, I think each fight on this pay-per-view portion has the potential to be a great match or show stealer. So I really recommend tuning in for the whole card. That's just what I think. But then Sunday, Puerto Rico weekend, we've had the parade, we've done everything. Matchroom Boxing, Surreal Mateus is coming to defend his 140 title there in Puerto Rico against Ponce, I believe his name is, Liam Paro, sorry. Yeah. And so that should be an interesting fight as well here, man. What are your initial takes on that, baby? Sunday.
Mateus has knocked out every opponent he faces a pro, and they'll do the same thing on Sunday. I mean, he's fighting the Australian. Nobody really knows who he is. This is just a layup fight for him. This fight here will catapult him in to fighting the big guys he wants to fight. Teofimo, Ryan Garcia, all these guys, the big money fight. This is just the final tune-up fight for him. He's going to annihilate them. I mean, four or five rounds, maybe he'll take him out. This is just a tune-up fight. It's good he's fighting in his home country.
Yeah.
The crowd's going to be raucous. Not many people are going to watch this fight because not many people know who these guys are. That's just the reality of it. It's free. It's on DAZN. It should be good to watch if you have time to watch it. It's not like a blockbuster fight. But Mateus is fun to watch. He's exciting. And he will make quick work of him.
You know what? I'm excited for the fact that I love watching this kid fight. And I've been tooting his horn for the last couple of years now, saying, you know, this is a guy, this is before he even became champion. And, I mean, he leaves people on the stool, right? I mean,
every fighter he's ever fought at pro, he's knocked them out.
He's knocked him out, left him on the stool. So I don't see how this can be any different. But you got a kid who's coming in here who's really hungry as well and sees the opportunity. And again, I hate to use the football analogy, but any given Sunday, right? But I mean, that's just to kind of make it more interesting for us. I think we both know, most people who are in the know that this is just like, you know, you can probably watch this on YouTube in 3 minutes or the video. That's how fast it might be.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to play with this food for a while, man. I don't think he's going to let it, you know, just end it very quick. I think he's going to try to get some rounds in as well. I think that's one thing. When you're that good, sometimes you extend fights just to get that extra work in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I see. I think this will probably end in about 8 or 9. You know, I don't think the Australian's not going to parlay. It's not going to come in, not going to try.
No, he's going to give it his all. He's got nothing to lose. Yeah. And Mateus, if he wins this fight in spectacular fashion, they won't be able to deny him of a Garcia or a Tank or whoever he wants to fight. You know,
he's a world champion, man. He's got one.
Yeah, but he needs to get on the pay-per-view level, right?
Yeah.
So this will catapult him. The big guys will start noticing him, and he'll get a big fight. So after this fight here, I expect him to be could become a pay-per-view star because he's that exciting. So we'll see what he does. But yeah, he should make easy work.
No. You know, we still got a little bit of time here, but it's kind of an interesting. I thought I'd throw this to you. Lomo versus Tio. Have you heard much about that?
I haven't heard one thing about it. I hope not. Okay. We already seen it.
Might
want the rematch, though.
Well, that's what they're trying to do. Something like Bob is saying that he's working on that fight. He wants to make that fight happen.
So. I'd rather see Tio. Lomo versus Shakur. And Bob's also trying to put together Pacquiao versus Tio. Or Pacquiao versus Haney. It's going to happen. Pacquiao's going to fight this year. It's going to happen.
Honestly, I have a strange feeling that a lot of these promoters, including Bob, and as great as he is, and, you know, God to the sport that he is, I almost feel that you're looking at Al Haymon, Aram, and De La Hoya. They're all looking at what the Saudis are doing. And we'll get into this at a later time once we get more information. But the Saudis are talking about creating a boxing league. Like they want to buy out all the promoters and kind of set this thing up like a UFC. They have about 200 fighters, weight classes, everything.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get into that another time, but that's a really interesting concept. So I could see, you know, the comments that he made yesterday, Bob, he was talking about Al Haymon. You know, they're professional guys down there. We're professionals. We can get these fights done. So the pressure's on, man. The Saudis put the pressures on all the.
And that's why he wants to bring back Pacquiao and give him a big payday and get him against it. You know, a Haney or a Lomo, whoever Pacquiao's going to fight, and that's going to be a huge fight.
It's going to be a huge fight, man. And if Pacquiao straps him up one more time, I'm guaranteeing you got to be there, brother.
Well, I will be there. That's 100%. Awesome. Wherever it is, I'll make it happen, yeah.
Okay, definitely. And I will make sure I'll be there beside you, brother. We got to go there good. For sure. Sounds good. All right, brother Matt, I tell you what, this is a short edition. I don't know. Do you have anything for Canadian boxing history?
I don't have anything for Canadian boxing history, but I do have a good one.
Okay, sure.
For our friends in America here.
Sure. America. Some of the nicest people I've met are in the small towns of Little America, man. Oh, yeah, I'll be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, here's a good one. We're going all the way back to 1984. Thomas, the Hitman Hearn, scored a frightening and shocking second round KO of the all-time great, the one and only Roberto Duran in Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas for the WBC junior middleweight title 1984. Stay in boxing. Now, Hearn's finished him off two rounds.
Roberto was considered one of the four kings, right?
Yeah.
With my boy Marvin and what have you. Do you think out of the four kings, he was the one that got the shit kicked out of him the most?
He did, but he was such an exciting fighter that they kind of just gave him that because he fought everybody. Yes.
You know what I mean? You look at him like no mas, everything that kind of constitutes a good, solid beating, you have Roberto Duran's picture with him, right?
Yeah.
Crazy. All right, brother, man, I tell you what, why don't we wrap this up here? I know you got things to do. I got things to do. Plates are full. Pots are overfilled. And there's only one chef in the kitchen. His name is Chance Michaels. I'm Bobby Sampson. Guys, have a great rest of your weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Be good. Be happy. Be strong. Any challenges, anything that comes your way, it can be resolved. It can be figured out, but it only starts with your mindset. If you go in angry, you go in pissed off, you go on with that attitude, it's never going to be resolved. Step back, take a look at the situation, analyze it, make the right choices, and everything will work out. It has to be dark before it can be light. It has to be painful before it can feel right. And if anyone hates on you, if anyone disrespects you, it's because they hate themselves and they disrespect themselves. I'm Bobby Sampson. He's Mr. Chance Michaels.
In the words of the great ACDC, those that download, like, and subscribe to the podcast, we salute you.
We do salute you. Enjoy your Saturdays. Drink, drug, do what you want. Get home nice and safe. Samp and Chance, enjoy your Saturday.